G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Although indigenous peoples represent 6% of the world's population, the indigenous populations are mainly responsible for global linguistic diversity, as they speak more than 4,000 of the world's 6,000 languages. However, it is estimated that more than half of all languages will cease to be spoken by the end of this century. Faced with the imminent loss, the United Nations General Assembly established the International Decade of Indigenous Languages for the period 2022 to 2032. Researcher Alta Sicojea, a scholar on the subject, explained the importance of indigenous languages. She says, "I'm Professor Altasi. My Kokama name is Tataya. Indigenous languages are knowledge because they codify the ancestral experience of indigenous people in each biome. It is crucial to preserve them as they represent the cultural heritage and identity of the communities. They are also linked to traditional and ancestral knowledge and environmental sustainability. In Brazil, indigenous languages contain knowledge about the Amazon, the Pantanal, the Atlantic Forest, the Cerrado, the Caatinga, and the Pampa. They are ancestral languages because they are the result of long and deep human coexistence in specific environments, producing highly specialized knowledge. The extinction of these languages implies the loss of knowledge that is important for tackling the climate and environmental crisis." Correa argues that the language issue should be included in the emergency actions taken to protect indigenous peoples and the territories of which they are the custodians. She says, "The preservation of indigenous languages protects human rights, promotes global linguistic diversity, and contributes to sustainable development with environmental balance for the well-being of all." To read the full article, visit g20.org. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.